hope that your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones,
let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, yeah. Look at us back again. Tuesday. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Morning.
Thank you. There we go. We're all spread out. I'm back in Nashville, and Amy is in Austin. As soon as I come back, Amy leaves again. But your dad's still sick, huh?
Yeah. Sad to miss you, but yeah, I got to be here. Yeah. But
like ships passing in the night, as they say.
That's right, MC Hammer.
I know, right? Last night was Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
I moved on another week, and here's the beauty. We can get into it later. But here's the beauty. Well, and the bad. I got 7-6-7 on the scores. But the scores go away immediately. If you make it through, they go away immediately. The only thing that carries over is the fan vote. And then your scores the next week. So that's what it is every week. So I moved on. My scores are gone. The fan vote moves on. I'm going to tell you, though, too. Honestly, I thought I was better than the scores they gave me. And I would never say that if I didn't believe it. I didn't miss a single step. So... I guess I'm just not a good dancer. That's what it comes down to. Amy, how'd you feel about my dance last night?
I thought it was awesome. I thought you did great. I don't really know what the judges are doing with their numbers, so that part I don't really pay attention to. I just go by what I think, and I thought you did awesome.
I mean, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
I had so much fun doing the MC Hammer dance.
Right. I mean, everything about it was super cool, and I feel like you're just making like the best memories, and I love watching you have fun. So I really don't care at this point. I mean, I want you to win, but at this point, you've made it so far in, and I'm seeing how much fun you're having that, like, if you end up losing, like, who cares? You just had so much fun.
I put the outfit that I wore last night on hold so I can buy it when the season's over.
So I can put it
on a mannequin and put it in my house as, like, a hard rock cafe when you walk in and see things.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It was, Amy, I loved MC Hammer as a kid. By the way, I'm on Dancing with the Stars, and I danced last night, too. You Can't Touch This. Maybe you've heard this song before, you know, Can't Touch This. Here, go ahead and hit that song, Raymundo, if you have it.
Can't Touch This.
So, yeah, there we go. It's fun. Well, let's get started today. Appreciate everybody being here. Lunchbox, you good?
I'm doing good, man. I'm proud of you. Good job last night.
Do you think so?
Man, I think those judges, I don't know if they have a vendetta against you, but I think they tried
to... Hold your thoughts then.
Okay.
I'm interested to know about this later. Because you never know what Lunchbox. He'd come on and tell me I was terrible or made Interesting. Eddie, just in a word, did I do good last night or no?
Yeah, one word, yes, you did awesome.
That's like five words, dude. You not understand
that's
one
a lot
words.
Of words, Eddie. That's a lot of words.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Congrats to Bones. Last night on Dancing with the Stars, he moved on to the next week. In lottery news, the Mega Millions is tonight. Fourth largest jackpot ever, $654 million. And finally in sports, the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-0. They now lead the best of seven series 2-1.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I was talking about yesterday going to that Drake concert. And it was kind of weird because he only played like a quarter of a song. And then he would talk. Then he'd play the next song. And I'd be like, hey, play the full song. That's the one I know. And so a lot of people were messaging me about that. I forgot that Drake was Canadian until he started singing, because that's all about Toronto. Do you think of Drake as Canadian?
No, just like I don't think of Justin Bieber as Canadian.
Play some Drake for me. Let me see if I hear the Canadian in him. Here we go.
God's plan. God's plan. I hope
I'll give you two celebrities, Amy. You tell me which one's Canadian, okay? Two of them. Here we go. Jake Gyllenhaal or Ryan Reynolds. One of them's Canadian. Jake Gyllenhaal or Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
Correct. How about Ryan Gosling or Leonardo DiCaprio? One of them's Canadian.
What?
Ryan Gosling or Leonardo DiCaprio?
I guess Ryan Gosling, but I didn't know both the hot Ryans were Canadian.
Ryan Gosling is from Ontario, correct?
Wow.
Uh-huh. How about Nicolas Cage or Keanu Reeves? One of them is Canadian.
I'm going to go with Keanu Reeves.
Correct!
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, Keanu is from Canada, from Beirut, Lebanon. Oh. Lebanon. Jim Carrey or Ben Stiller?
Jim Carrey?
Correct! You're nailing these. I give you a tough one.
Okay.
Both are Friends actors. Matthew Perry, who played Chandler, or Matt LeBlanc, who played Joey?
No, all Friends are American.
Oh, in your heart.
Are you for real? One of them is
Matthew Perry or Matt LeBlanc. So Chandler or Joey? Which one? Just say Chandler or Joey. Which one's from Canada?
Joey.
Chandler.
No, Chandler! Oh, yeah. I'm so stupid. I felt like Monica there. Okay. Ugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Celine Dion or Cher? Easy one.
Celine Dion.
Yeah, correct. So you got 4 out of 5. I like Canada. I went up because our show is on in a lot of Canadian cities, so I went up to Toronto once. And it was the only time I'd been to Canada, but I dated a Canadian for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And never went. Yeah. And it was kind of a sore spot that I went for work, but never went for our relationship, which is probably why I'm not in a relationship anymore.
Just
hey,
pretty indicative to, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What? Go ahead. What are you going to say?
Well, you said it yourself. I mean, it's just your priorities.
Not priorities. I think I was scared. I think I was scared. Because if I go up, and I already knew her family. But if I went up, I felt like that because I was such a baby and I was so scared of further commitment that if I did that like was really a big step and I was just not mature enough.
Valid. I'll give you that.
I'm actually addressing my flaws. I see that. I wish I would have handled it differently and I will handle it differently from now on. I will go to Canada for all my girlfriends from now on, if they're Canadian or not. We're just going to Canada. You know what I mean?
All sweet. Right. I'm sure your ex-girlfriend will love that.
So excited about today's show. One of my favorite new artists, Adam Hambrick, coming up about an hour and a half or so. He's going to play. He wrote How Not To for Dan and Shay. He wrote Somebody Else Will from Justin Moore. He's so good. He's going to come up. I'm such a big country music fan and historian, and that's why we do this segment called This Day in Country Music. Here we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On This Day in
Country Music.
By the way, you know what they call me, Eddie, right?
Yeah, country music's youngest historian.
Yeah, which, I mean, I'm okay with it, I guess. I'll accept that. But on this day, 1982, Dolly Parton had the number one country song with I Will Always Love You. Here you go. Now, are you ready for the big twist?
Yes.
Back in 1982, it was the second time she made this song go number one. The original time it went number one was 1974. So she made it go number one twice. That's right.
Wow.
She re-recorded it for the soundtrack of the movie The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. And so first time went number one. Second time went movie soundtrack, went number one again.
Wow.
The only other song that's done that is Chubby Checker, The Twist. Maybe you'll know this song right here. Here you go. Was number one in 1960 and again in 1962. So, yeah, Dolly Parton. Play me some more I Will Always Love You. Look at this. Listen how beautiful this is. And I will always love you. And you may know Whitney Houston recorded the big powerful version for The Bodyguard. It spent 14 weeks at number one, making it one of the best-selling singles of all time. And Whitney Houston, I Always Love You. Like, the boom, here it is right here. That's it on this day in country music. That's it. See, that right there is why I love this show, because I can just break it down and go deep into music history. Do you like that segment, Amy, or no?
Yeah, I do. I feel like I always learn something.
I love that.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Eric Church says that his son was the inspiration behind his song Monsters. The song came to him when his son needed some comfort and a little more light during bedtime.
Yeah, I like that song. I killed my first monster when... Hey, play the song. I like that one. Here.
I killed my first monster when I was 7 years old. He melted like butter in my bathroom 60-watt bowl.
I listen to this record all the time. I was asking my Insta story the other day what I'm listening to right now. That song, Heart Like a Wheel from Eric Church, this whole record, love it. Most of it. There are a couple songs that I just don't love, but you never get a record with every song that you love. That Rattlesnake song's a little weird to me.
Yeah.
What the Rattlesnake say to Goldilocks? Well, they decided to walk down the train. I was like, wait, what?
I don't know.
Otherwise, it's a fantastic album. Mm-hmm. That one and the Casey Musgraves record, probably my favorite two of the year. All right, what else, Morgan, number two?
Blake Shelton, Chris Jansen, Dustin Lynch, and Eddie Montgomery were announced as artists performing at Troy Gentry's Foundation launch party on January 9th at the Grand Ole Opry.
Ah, good for them. Anything else, Morgan, number two?
Yeah, Brett Young is the new face of clothing line William Rast. He's modeling the Fall 2018 line. It's a clothing brand that was co-founded by Justin Timberlake.
One good-looking dude. Too bad he doesn't have anything going for him. His looks, his singing, he's a nice guy, he's tall. That guy's just out of luck, huh?
Totally.
Yeah, it's cool tattoos.
I know, it's probably so rough.
It's rough being Brett Young. Yeah. He's a good dude, too. So we say that out of love. All right, that's it. Morgan number two, is that it?
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
It's a good one here. Taylor Lewan, Amy, he plays offensive line for the Tennessee Titans. He's 6'7", 309 pounds. It's a lot of man right there, huh?
Yeah.
A family in Nashville discovered he also has a big heart, not just in his body, but like in his soul, because here's what happened. He's at Target, and he bumped into them. And he's like, hey, what's your story? And they told him, and he helped them fill their cart with food, clothes, school supplies, hooked them all up. It was all spontaneous, and another customer took a photo, or no one would have ever known. Like, it wasn't something that a PR team put out. Another customer at Target took a photo, posted on social media, and then he commented on it because someone else caught him doing it, but love caught it. Him in the best way. Isn't that awesome?
Love it, love it, love it.
Taylor Lewan, shout out. That's what it's all about right there.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New Orleans, Louisiana. A man that works at the U.S. Post Office had about $600,000 in gambling debts. He's like, man, how am I going to get out of this? He stole $630,000 worth of stamps and was selling them online.
Oh, wow. How did he steal those stamps? How did he get access to that many stamps?
Just over a three-year period, he was keeping them.
Wow.
And then selling them online.
And that's up.
Yeah, that's a lot of work, though. Like, think of all the stamps you got to buy to mail them off, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? All right, thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bone, come on.
And now time for a game called Riddle Me This.
Oh.
That's right, folks.
Oh.
The game sweeping the nation. Riddle Me This. What I will do is I will give you a kid's riddle. All you have to do is get it right. And if you win, you get the prize, where you also get to go, riddle me this. Riddle number one. Everybody ready? Amy, Lunchbox, producer Eddie, ready?
Yeah. Ready.
Riddle number one. People make me, keep me, change me, raise me. Even though I can be very dirty, what am I? Riddle me this. I'll read it one more time. People make me, keep me, change me, raise me. Even though I can be very dirty, what am I? Riddle me this.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
All right. Amy?
Money.
Lunchbox?
Secrets.
Eddie?
Money, 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 money.
The answer is money.
Yeah.
Raise me.
Right. Yep.
There you go.
Change me.
Next up. Riddle me this.
How do you raise money?
Raise me. When you're gambling.
When you're playing poker, I raise you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What has 13 hearts but no other organs? It's a little riddle. A little riddle for you. Riddle me this.
Huh? Ooh.
What has 13 hearts but no other organs?
I'm in
for the win.
Waiting on you, Amy. Riddle me this.
Writing it down.
Okay.
Got it.
Here's the music again. Riddle me this. Lunchbox?
Deck of cards.
Ooh. Eddie?
A deck of cards.
Ooh. Amy?
Boom. Deck of cards.
Oh, all three of you. 3 for 3.
Yeah.
Okay. One more question. What is lighter than a feather?
but the world's strongest man can't hold it for long. What is lighter than a feather, but the world's strongest man can't hold it for long?
What on earth?
What is lighter than a feather, but the world's strongest man can't hold it for long?
Riddle me this.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Oh, Amy looks confident.
I'm in for the win.
Yeah, I'm in.
Amy and Eddie are tied, by the way. Let's go to Lunchbox first, see if he stays in the game. Lunchbox.
Yeah, it's breath. Boom.
Breath is correct. Boom.
Eat that.
Eddie, if you get the next one right, you are walk into the lead with Amy. Go ahead, Eddie.
Okay. So I wrote air.
No, that's not it. I'm sorry, that's incorrect. It's hold your breath. It's not air. Amy, if you wrote breath, you're the winner. What did you write? Amy, your answer.
Breath.
Breath.
Oh, my goodness.
Play her song. There she goes. There she goes.
Good job,
Amy. There she is. There she is. All right, Amy, for your prize, you now get to do the riddle me this chant. Go ahead.
Riddle me this.
There she is. All right. Bobby Bone, come on. Amy has two kids. They're 11 and 8. And this is really the first school year that you've spent with them because they've been in America for a year. So it's all new. This is all 2018 new stuff for you.
Oh, yeah. Me being a mom and like having kids in school and knowing school schedules and what they're up to. And yeah, all new.
You had no idea fall break existed.
No idea. Because when I was in school, where I grew up, we just had spring break. But apparently in Nashville, there's this thing called fall break, which I had no idea. Like, and I didn't really pay attention to the school calendar that well. It was kind of just sprung up on us. Both my husband and I were like, what? Wait, whoa. The kids are out of school for a week, like right now. And I started to think like, wow, like parents that work, they got to figure out summer. They got to figure out fall break, Christmas break, spring break, all the breaks. Like all the breaks. Like my husband and I were not prepared for this. And yeah, here we are in fall break. So
what does that mean, though? Because we didn't have fall break for a whole week.
Means no school. Some people take, you know, it's like it means spring break, but in fall. Spring break's always been a thing, right? Like, so we expect it. Fall break, I just don't feel like it's universally a thing.
So when did you find out, though? Because it still sounds like you're still in shock.
Yeah, like I found out like yesterday.
That's not true.
Just kidding. Like, basically, a week before fall break, I found out there's fall break. I mean, we shifted our entire schedule because of it. My husband had a work trip. I wasn't originally going to be with my dad, but then he can't go on a work trip, and then I'm home with the kids and working. Anyway, then my dad ended up needing help, and I was like, forget it. The whole family loaded up, fall break in Austin, Texas.
But you still have to work.
Yeah, I'm still working, but then my husband changed his schedule, and then, yeah, we're just, I have no idea. I did not know it was a thing, and yes, I mean, I'm not annoyed, but I do appreciate school.
You mean you appreciate when your kids are looked after while you can do your thing?
No, I appreciate them learning. Like,
oh, really?
I can see when they take a break from education, and I just see how good it is for them. So, yeah, I don't my kids are cool. Like, I don't mind hanging out with them. But it is like a thing of we had to readjust our entire schedule, which obviously we'll do. They're our kids, and we love them. But I definitely just didn't know fall break was a thing. And I definitely do enjoy them getting an education.
It's funny. I was FaceTiming with Amy as I was in California and she was in Nashville, and your kids are still working on their English and you understand everything they're saying and I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they're still in that English/Creole stage.
Yeah. Well, it's not so much that they use the Creole anymore. They just use the wrong English.
But their accents are so
yes,
Creole.
Their accents are thick for sure, and they just mix up words a lot, or they don't know the word, so they just make up an English word, and then
like you sometimes. See, it's like parents, yes. Like kids.
It's my job to dissect it and figure it out, which I have mastered, and you not so much, but but it's okay. They'll get there. Okay. I can't wait for it to be a year or 2 years and see how they flourished. I really can't.
They're already flourishing like crazy.
I know.
I know you see it every day, but when I'm gone for a while and mm-hmm. I see them again and they're so comfortable, Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool to see.
They'd be flourishing more if they were in school this week.
That's true. If no fall break, they'd be flourishing the crap out of it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It is John Mayer's 41st birthday today. He's my favorite artist. Him and Garth Brooks are my favorite artists. He seems a lot younger, right?
I mean, he seems our age, but our friends, my husband's 41.
Yeah?
So, like, yeah. I mean, I see him as that.
My favorite artist. Here's my favorite song, Stop This Train, from John Mayer. Here you go.
Stop this train. I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed and it's moving.
Come on. My favorite artists are Garth Brooks and John Mayer. Amy, if you had to pick two artists, your favorite artists, who would they be? Period.
Oh my gosh. George Strait and Taylor Swift.
Okay. Lunchbox, favorite two artists?
Oh, that's easy. Tina Turner, Eminem.
There we go. Obviously, yes.
I mean,
give me another
so
John
obvious.
Mayer song. Happy birthday, John Mayer. Here we go. Let's play another one.
Gravity.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. It's working against me. And gravity.
That's music right there. They don't make music like that anymore. Man, come on. Happy birthday, John Mayer. I saw that the soundtrack to A Star is Born was number one. Mike D said he saw the movie and loved it, right? And soundtrack good?
Soundtrack's really good.
A lot of my friends who write songs for a lot of artists in town wrote the songs for that that have been on the Bobbycast. And so the movie was good. The soundtrack's good. I guess I'm going to have to go see it.
I think you like it a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, is Mike D the only one that's seen A Star is Born?
Yes. Yeah.
It kind of felt weird to have Bradley Cooper on and not have seen the movie.
I know.
What am I supposed to do, though?
I know. When the heck are you supposed to go watch a movie?
Amy, have you taken your kids to see a movie recently?
No, I haven't. I think maybe they went with somebody.
like a babysitter? And you think? You don't even know?
I mean, the last few weeks have just been nutso, but pretty sure they went to see something. I should ask them about that.
Let me
find out.
Dumb debate of the day. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
How do you put your silverware in the dishwasher? Because I got a note and it was some put it upside down so you don't like cut yourself, right? Some put it up so you can see what it is and grab it and take it out and eat with it. How do you put your silverware in the dishwasher? Like forks and knives, Amy?
I put down so that when you grab it, you can just grab the handles and you grab a lot at a time. You don't have to worry about poking yourself.
Do you ever just eat out of the dishwasher?
No, I prefer
meaning
to
go
put
grab your forks and stuff right.
Nope, because in my household, once you open it, like say it's got the green light that indicates the dishes are clean. Once you open that, you break the light seal. And then if you don't put everything away, then you run into this ongoing saga of are the dishes clean or are they not? And then people end up putting dirty with clean and then you have to rewash them. It's just not worth it.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So just put the things away once it's clean.
The argument is if you put them facing up, they clean better because it's pointed up.
Do they clean better? Because if that's the case, I will turn them up.
That's the argument. So if you put it down, it's in the bottom of the container so the water has to fight through the holes. Lunchbox, what do you do with yours? Dumb debate of the day?
Face down. The fork and knife are down so I can grab the handle just like Amy. That is the only reason I never even thought there was another way to do it, to put them up. Then you have to flip them up when you put them in, then flip them around when you put them in the drawer. Such a hassle. It's a lot of flipping.
I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't get just as clean facing down. The dishwasher.
Well, I'm going to tell you because I put mine up. Like, I put mine up because I know I'm not going to reach in there and just grab it wild and reckless. Like, let me just grab all I can go. So if you put them up, the water's shooting straight at it. It doesn't have to go through the little container with the holes in it at the bottom.
Okay, fair.
You know what I'm saying? So I guess the dumb debate of the day, we're split 2-1. I'm the loser on this, but that's why I keep mine down.
You must not put all your dishes away.
I don't. Sometimes I eat it out of the dishwasher.
Yeah. That's right.
Actually, half the time I go right to the dishwasher and grab a plate.
So yeah.
I'm single. I have no kids. I have no wife. I have no girlfriend. All I have is dishes. And I want them to stay in their home.
If I was single and had nobody else in my house, yes, I would go in there and carefully grab an upward-facing fork, if I wanted to. But I can't do that. You got to unload the dishes as fast as you can because you got other things to do. And you got to unload it before you forget if they're clean or not.
Oh, that's a thing, too. Where you pull a plate out and you look at it and you go, well, it looks clean. Let me look at another. And if that second plate looks clean and you decide to eat off the first one and then you grab the third and it's dirty, you're like, oh, I got caught with the two plates that looked clean.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've done that before.
If I've opened it and done that and I literally just do not have time to take everything out, I will get a post-it note and I will put a post-it note on there so whomever comes across the dishwasher next will know they should unload it.
Look at you.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So Richard Pagman, shout out to this guy because he just made his 500th blood donation.
Wow.
Yeah. He's donated blood 500 times and he only started because a family at his church like 2 decades ago needed blood donation for their kid that had cancer. So he just kind of did it for them. Then he was like, you know what? I can keep doing this. So he's been doing it all the time for like 20 years.
A couple of things. One, good for him because he's actually helping and saving people's lives.
Yes.
Like, that's a thing. Mm-hmm. Two, how does your body keep making new blood?
Dude, now he's 74.
Did you say dude to me?
Yeah, because like,
did anyone catch that?
Yeah,
you
know,
just
kind of
dude me?
Yeah.
And he's 74.
Sorry, my kids say dude a lot now, so it's starting to catch on to me. My son will be talking to me, and he'll be like, dude.
You stunned me by duding me.
I know, sorry. But I find it impressive that he's 74 and still donating blood, because you mentioned like body's still making more blood, and I'm like, yeah, and he's old.
Yeah, dude, that's a good story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones here with another Best Fiends announcement. You need this game in your life, folks. It's the mobile game that everyone's talking about. If you still haven't played Best Fiends, you know, what are you waiting for? People that play this game love it. Just read all the reviews in the Apple App Store or Google Play, and you'll see it's consistently rated 5 out of 5 stars. There's no coincidence. No other mobile game is like it that I've seen, and once you play it, like our listeners, I do think you'll love it. Collect tons of characters, solve thousands of puzzles. You'll probably be obsessed with it. Very soon, one of your friends or family will tell you about the game, but you'll already know because you heard me talk about it. Hey, stop crushing candy. That's so 2015. Play Best Fiends. You won't regret it. As a matter of fact, you may tweet me or send me a Facebook message and actually thank me for it. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play right now. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Again, Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Last night on Instagram, Amy posted a picture from Dancing with the Stars. And I guess that was supposed to be a boomerang.
Yeah, it's your like super awesome jump. The boomerang of that, but instead of it being a boomerang, I guess it just only captured because I reposted it from a friend of ours and had no idea that it only just reposted like a still photo of your crotch
and Lindsey Stirling's crotch and Shauna's boobs.
Basically, yes. It wasn't until I went to look at some comments where everyone was like, my eyes.
Yeah. Last night I did survive on Dancing with the Stars. Next hour we will get into that. I got lower scores than I thought I was going to, but I had more fun than I thought I was going to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had so much fun last night. And I hope people see that coming through the screen. Because, I don't know, I jumped off the stage. My pants blew up in the air, MC Hammer style. It was so much fun. And, yeah, I hope people see that at home. And, like, and listen, I wouldn't be moving on if it wasn't for our listeners voting. Yes, Amy.
Okay, yeah. True story. I watched it at the hospital with my dad, and the nurse, they work 12-hour shifts. So the new night nurse had like just come on, and I haven't met her yet. But I'm in there and I'm like, okay, it's time. Everybody, should I like get my phone out? And it's like a really big deal. They probably think I'm like obsessed with Dancing with the Stars because she didn't know who I was or anything about it. And literally right when you came on, she looked up and she goes, oh, that guy's still on?
Dang.
And I was like, that's my friend. So,
Amy, I'm telling you, the message boards, these Dancing with the Stars message boards, they hate me. Because I really take it serious. Like, I train more than anybody else on the show.
Yeah.
I just don't have the experience to do the dances. And I get so happy when I'm out there that some of it kind of goes out the window a little bit. But I thought I did good last night.
You did.
They don't like me. I'm like the hardcore dancing people. So it's going to take our listeners keeping me on the show. And if they decide they don't want me on the show anymore, our listeners, then I won't be on the show anymore. So, yeah,
no,
that's it.
We got to keep you on. It's going to be amazing.
It's Disney week next week, by the way.
Yeah. I want you to come back next week and that same nurse to be like, he's still on?
Yeah, right. That's the goal. Hey, let's go over to Amy with the morning corny.
The morning corny.
You want to hear a joke about construction?
Yeah, sure.
I'm still working on it. Get it? It's under construction.
What do you think, Bones?
You know you like it. And so does every construction worker listening.
Yeah.
Okay, she got us. She got
that
us.
The morning corny.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You like that?
I do.
Hey, here are five signs that football is ruining your marriage. Amy, do you and your husband ever argue about the amount of football he watches?
I mean, yeah, it's annoying.
Number one, you schedule things around when games are
on. Yes, annoying. We did that this weekend. Annoying, because UT was playing. We had plans. Everything was, we had to go somewhere, so we had to zoom over there during halftime so we could catch the second half. Then we were late to where we were supposed to be after that because the game wasn't over. He had to wear his special hat.
Oh boy.
The whole time. And then once the game was over, he could put on his other hat. Okay, carry on.
Number two, your mood changes drastically one way or the other after a game, a win or a loss.
His does, mine doesn't. But I am directly affected by his mood, so yes.
You pass on taking the kids somewhere because your team is playing.
Yes, he does. I think I was with my dad and he sent our daughter with this restaurant. It's only like two blocks away, but he sent her on her bike to pick up their dinner because he couldn't leave because the game was on.
So those are the things that are ruining your marriage. So far, you're 3 for 3.
Yeah. Tell me more.
I don't think you're going to hit this one. You make bets bigger than some of your bills. Does he bet?
No, he doesn't bet. Not that I know of.
Exactly.
No, I really don't. I know he's not a gambler because, like, even in Vegas when we go there for things, like, he does not gamble. He doesn't like wasting money.
And finally, he's broken things while watching a game. Anything from something little or something big.
Oh no, that hasn't happened.
He doesn't get angry
yet.
Yet. There you go. 3 of 5, though. All right.
Hey, come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
So, this game's fun. I will play you a classical piano version of a very popular song. For example, the first song I'm going to play you is Dan and Shay Tequila. Okay, just so you can know, see if you can hear Dan and Shay Tequila from this piano song. Here you go. Song one. Do you hear that, Amy?
Totally hear it. Okay. Yep.
Lunchbox, do you hear that?
Oh, absolutely, man.
Okay, you're lying.
All right. No, I have a classically trained ear.
Song number one, the category is famous country song. New, huge hit, name it by the piano version. Here we go, and action. Keep it going. Okay.
Okay, I got it.
Time's up. Lunchbox, I'll go to you first. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Cruise.
Wow.
By Florida Georgia Line?
Yep.
Very incorrect. There you go. Incorrect.
Buzzer, very close. Please.
No. Mm-hmm. Amy, your answer.
Drown the Whiskey.
Oh, sorry.
What's the name of the song?
It Drowns the Whiskey.
What's the name of the song?
Shoot.
It's called Drowns the Whiskey, but you knew it.
Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory.
Yeah. So close. No point, though. All right, song number two.
Ah.
Humongous country song from the last year. Okay, humongous country artist. And action. Tough one. Can you hear it, Amy?
Hold on.
What do you ask me?
Here you go.
I'm in.
Got it? Lunchbox, is that Cruz from Florida Georgia Line or no?
No, no, that's not, but I'm pretty sure it's the same song we just played.
Okay, okay. Lunchbox, what's your answer?
I got Luke Bryan, Sunburn, Sunset, Suntan.
No, thank you. Amy.
Get Along?
Yes, Kenny Chesney, okay. Get Along.
But all that was in my head was buy a boat, buy a boat,
that's right.
Buy a boat.
Is this game too hard, you think?
I'm 2 for 2, basically.
Okay, one more.
So am I then, basically?
No, you're basically zero. This is a hip-hop song, okay?
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's my wheelhouse.
Okay, here we go. Hit it. Wow! Come on! Oh, Amy knows it. She's confident. Look at her face. Is that Cruz from Florida Georgia Line Lunchbox or no?
No, guys, come on!
All right,
if you don't know this one, you need to check in.
Amen. What do you got?
God's Plan. Boom.
By Drake?
Yep.
Okay, Amy, what do you have?
What? In My Feelings?
No, it's God's Plan.
Whoa!
What? No!
What? What was that?
Kiki.
What was that?
Do you love me?
No.
Are you
riding?
So you never ever leave.
No, okay. Sudden Death.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Thank
gosh.
You. Thank you. Respect.
Okay, sudden Death.
Man, I feel
this
good.
This next one, relax.
Dang.
Relax, everyone. Sudden Death.
Sorry.
Buzzing if you know it. It's a band, okay?
Okay.
And the title of the song has to do with something in nature, okay? And here you go. Here's the piano version. Go ahead.
Oh. I hear it.
Amy!
Amy, go ahead.
Thunder!
Yeah!
Wow, Amy!
Imagine Dragons!
There's our winner.
Man.
I would like to thank my daughter for that because Thunder, she played that over and over for about like a month straight. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Adam Hembrick.
Come on. Whoa. Come on. Here he is.
All right.
One of my favorite new artists and one of my friends. Come on. Look at you.
Dude, thanks for having me today. This is fantastic.
Are you kidding? I love your new song. This is, and his name's Adam Hembrick. He's got a new song called Rockin' All Night Long. I'm going to play a little bit of it here. Come on, listen to that. That's good, man.
It sounds good on the radio.
It does. It sounds good. I was listening to it the other day. I guess it's on my, like, I have like 10 or 15 songs that I always keep fresh. Like,
yeah.
When I just, it's on my list right now. I've got the new Eric Church record.
Yep.
Which is fantastic.
Yes,
I still
it is.
Have the Eminem record in. I listen to this guy named Hobo Johnson. This song. It's like, it's good, man.
Dude,
I love
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you're like a real legitimate friend. Like, we've been friends for a long time, so it's cool to see you, like, doing it now. Man.
Yeah. It's been a really crazy last year to go, because it feels like there was, like, nothing happening. And then all of a sudden, Dan and Shay cut a song of mine. Then Justin Moore cut a song of mine. And then now we're here on radio tour.
Doing it yourself.
Doing it myself. Yeah. It's really interesting.
So Adam Hembrick is here. He's got the song Rockin' All Night Long. You bring up Dan and Shay. So
yeah.
This song right here. Somebody. No, this way. This song right here. You wrote this?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I wrote this song with my buddies Paul DiGiovanni and Kevin Bard. And it was kind of a time where I was just buckling down and trying to figure out what I do that hits the country radio target, right? And I really just spent a year just, I'm not going to try to be the smartest dude in the room. I'm not going to try and write the Bluebird song. I just need to write hits every day. And it's just kind of the discipline of the writing community in Nashville is like what can you write that can be played on the radio? And that was kind of the first thing that I wrote that I really felt strongly about hit that target. And then Dan and Shay recorded it and it became a big hit for them.
Like, can you pay your house mortgage for a few months when a song goes that big?
Oh, yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
So that's good for you even creatively because you get to keep creating. You get to pay the bills for a while.
It kicks the can down the road a little bit and lets you work to try and get the next thing going. Yeah.
Can you play a verse and chorus of How Not To from Dan and Shay, but written by Adam Hambrick by yourself? Yeah. That's weird. Can you cover your own song?
Yes. Yeah.
Adam Hambrick is here.
Y'all want to do that?
All right. Yeah. Here we go. Give me a verse and a chorus, boys.
All right.
Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to bobbybones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to bobbybones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Hey, Amy, do you know Adam's story about how he was kind of discovered and came to Nashville? Have I told you this?
Yes. Yeah, Justin Moore was watching,
the
local news
right?
in
the
Arkansas,
news. Yep.
And he saw you performing on the news, and he was like, what up?
Is that true?
Yeah, it's kind of just a local morning just TV show.
KTV, right?
KTV.
Ned Permy.
Good Morning Arkansas. Ned Permy has the best hair of any local meteorologist in the world.
Adam and I are both from Arkansas, and so we're both Ned Permy guys. And Ned Permy never talks. He's a weatherman. Ned Permy's a local weatherman.
He plays a piano at Christmas time on the
show.
He
does, yeah. Yep. And so you're on, and so you go on to what, promote like a local show?
Yeah, I was doing, I want to say it was a show at Sticky's in Little Rock, and I was just doing a show and trying to get people out, and I was on there playing one morning, and Justin Moore just happened to be drinking coffee in his kitchen watching TV, and it was kind of like winning the songwriter lottery. But Justin's a lot like you are because, you kind of wear your Arkansas on your sleeve, literally with that tattoo.
Yeah, right.
But he is such a passionate guy about where he comes from. Like, if he has an opportunity to help anybody from where he comes from, he's going to do it every time. And I was a product of that generosity that day.
And so how does he get in touch with you?
So he called his producer and he's like, hey man, you should check this guy out. And so his producer just went online, found my website, found the record that I made, and he kind of reached out and invited me up to Nashville. I literally drove to Nashville the next day and met with them, and then that turned into me coming to Nashville once a month, turned into me moving to Nashville and getting to write songs.
Look at this guy. And then you wrote this number one song for Justin Moore. Somebody else will find on. Now, at what point in this relationship with Justin Moore did you write this song? Was it meant for Justin Moore? Did you write it and he heard it? Like, how'd that happen?
Dude, Justin would have been the last person that I thought would cut this song. Because it's a very pop-leaning song, you know, like, just, like, melodically and stuff. But, man, when his voice is on it, it is a country hit.
So you wrote it and sent it to him? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they play it for him, and he was just... He was really excited about the song. He was about to go in the studio like 2 days later, I think, when he had actually heard it. So it was kind of like this one and the Dan and Shay both, they were kind of last minute things that just kind of popped in that worked for what they were going for. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Adam Hambrick.
So Adam Hambrick's here. He's got this song Rockin' All Night Long. Your dad's a preacher, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Dad's a pastor. Still pastors a Victory Baptist Church in Russellville, Arkansas. Yeah.
What's it like being a pastor's kid?
Man, it's really interesting. I feel like I grew up. You hear that most preachers' kids are like the worst, right? that wasn't my story. I was always trying to be a good kid for whatever reason. But I loved that I got to grow up around like a really strong community because my dad was kind of in the middle of a community of people that just like loved each other. And man, we ate a lot of good food on the weekends. We have the Sunday fellowships in the fellowship hall, and everybody brings the casseroles, and we watch football on Saturdays, and it was pretty regular like Southern growing up, but it was a really strong community around the church that we grew up in, and so I really love that about my story.
Look at you. You're in the studio. I mean, Eddie, isn't it crazy to watch Adam in the studio?
I love it.
I know, it's why, because Amy, so I mean, I'll just give you the history of Adam and I. My ex-girlfriend, and still friend, Lindsay L., was like, hey, how do you know Lindsay? How did you guys write together?
We wrote together a long time ago, and then she started writing for this last record, and she invited me to start writing with her a little bit. And so we went out on the Olay tour bus and wrote while she was out on the road. I wrote a couple songs that may have been about you.
What song did you guys write together? Okay, this is what song did you guys?
We wrote Waiting on You.
That was about me. Yeah. Yeah, that's about me.
That's the song that like got Bobby to start actually dating her.
No, I know, right?
Wait, waiting. That was
Worth the Wait. I didn't write that one.
Yeah, that was Travis Meadows.
I didn't write that one.
Oh, so much waiting, sorry.
So a lot of waiting.
I know, it was a lot of waiting. But you wrote that one. Did you write another one on the record too? Lindsay?
Yeah, Good.
Oh yeah.
Good, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that one.
Like I have to struggle to remember them. I know that record like the back of my hand.
Good.
Lindsay's like, hey, there's a guy that I've been writing with that you will be friends with, and he's from Arkansas, and you guys will just like each other. And I was like, cool. And she's like, hey, you guys hang out. And so you and I started hanging out, and then you came and filled in and played Raging Idiot shows with us for a while.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing I never told you about that was we were writing that song with Brandon Ray and me and Brandon writing a song. And in the middle of that, you're like, hey, do you play electric guitar? Any other rational human being in the world would say, I mean, kind of. What Adam Henry said was, yes. and so those gigs came up, and I like frantically went home, like put my electric guitar rig back together. I hadn't played in like 3 years, and learned all the songs as best I could. I was like, I hope Bobby doesn't think I'm the worst electric guitar player ever.
Yeah, and Adam played electric guitar for us. Amy, at one point we were playing a show and we were going into Beastie Boys, and I was like, kick it, and it starts, yeah, and it goes, and the song goes, kick it, and bam, you know, big, and Adam starts to play Brown Eyed Girl, dun, 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 and we're like, what? And so then we just sing Brown Eyed Girl.
Very first show.
And that's, but why do you do that?
I looked at the wrong
song on the set.
Oh.
And also, I was the only electric player, because normally, you know, you have two electric guitar players, and I was the only one, and so I was like, just super nervous, you know, like, and it was my first show, and
he was in a jumpsuit.
And I was in a jumpsuit.
It was a whole thing.
It was Kansas and a million degrees outside.
Yeah, look at this guy. Got a kid and a wife.
Yeah,
you're so balanced. Like you're a good dude with like a great family.
I am very lucky. My wife is she is a rock star. She works in medicine, and so she's a real deal, serious human being, and we have a 2-year-old little girl.
Yep. You're proud to be from Arkansas, huh?
I am. Yeah. I like to wear my Arkansas on my sleeve, too. Yeah. I don't feel like enough people do that.
Me, too. Yeah. Good for get a tattoo like me. A big obnoxious one that everybody's like, what's that tape on your arm?
The slobber hog. I'm going to get a slobber hog on my chest.
Let me hear some more of this song here. This is All Night Long. You guys want to play this one? I haven't heard this, like, live. I haven't heard it yet.
Come on.
Okay, let's do this. Adam Hambrick, and let's say hi to the guys here in the band. Well, introduce yourself.
What's up? My name's Nick Huddleston.
Nick Huddleston, everyone. Come on. Yeah. We love old Huddy over here. All right. What's your name, man?
I'm Daniel Johnson.
There he is, Daniel Johnson. Yes, the old generic name, Daniel Johnson. Yeah, one size fits all, man. And Adam Hambrick is here, and now here is Rockin' All Night Long live in the studio from Adam Hambrick. Come on, Adam Hambrick.
Wow.
That's so good. Amy, say something right now. Say something now.
I mean, that's amazing. I love it.
That's so good.
Like a little Arkansas gym.
You like Murfreesboro, like the diamond you get. Murfreesboro.
Yeah.
Well, no, Bobby, you always talk about in Arkansas, y'all would go hunting for... Mm-hmm.
At Crater Diamond State Park.
Crater Diamond. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you would... So I was like, I feel like, you know, Justin Moore, he found a little...
Hey!
Found a diamond. Listen,
found a diamond,
let me say
Arkansas.
This. You ever see The Grinch That Stole Christmas, that cartoon?
Oh, yeah.
You know when... His heart grows like 3 sizes because he's like, Christmas gets him. You know what I mean? That's how I feel when you came in here and you played. You just killed it. My heart grew 3 sizes.
I'll take it.
I'm super happy for you, man.
Thanks, dude. Thank you for thank you for having me in and let me play.
Because you came in, you earned your way in. Like at there's no, we're friends, so it's harder to get on the show when you're friends. It really is. I won't because it's like, hey, everybody's bringing his friends in. I don't want that to be because you're that good.
Thanks, man.
And so
I really do appreciate it, and it's been a lot of fun just like getting to step into this after writing because I moved to Nashville to write songs, and that was just getting to do music as a career was the dream. But this artist bug, like, it just never left me. And so when the opportunity came to start recording music myself and doing the thing myself, it's just meant a lot to me to get to do that. So
I know. I remember us talking on the bus, being like, dude, I'm like, you got it, man. Yeah. You're good enough. You're awesome. You're like Harry Potter of country music. Yeah. So it looks like Harry, you know what I mean?
There are worse things.
There are. I've been called way worse, even today. Adam Hambrick, rocking all night long. Good for you, man. Really proud of you.
Thank you.
Clap your hands for Adam Hambrick, everybody. Download that song. Stream that song. Go see him when he's out.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Listen up, all you young men out there. Reading is cool. That is what Alvin Irby wanted to get across to the young kids out there, because he said boys don't like to read. So he invented something called barbershop books. It's a barbershop, and then a part of the place is designated to a library, has books, and he encourages young boys to come in there and read because he wants them to see, hey, reading is cool. And he's opened these in 22 cities across America.
Wow, 22 cities, huh?
Love that.
Yep.
I tell you, reading has been what made a big difference in my life. Reading, which leads to learning, which leads to... And if there are any kids listening now, you may think reading's nerdy. But yeah, you know who the bosses end up being? All the nerds. So ride that reading train, man. I'm reading a book now called These Truths, History of the United States. And it's kind of a history book, but a modern version of it, and how some of the things we learned are wrong.
Oh.
Huh.
I mean, yeah, that's probably pretty fascinating, but
love
also
it.
Like a real bummer.
Yeah?
That like we've been told things that aren't accurate.
Well, here's what happens with history. History is only told by the winners. Like anything that gets passed on is by the people that won the war, the people that won the X or Y. History is only told by the winners.
This digs into the side.
It digs
of,
into all. Yeah.
How'd you sides. Find that book? You just randomly found it, or you just were looking for history books?
My friends know that I'm fascinated with like both sides of the story in all aspects of my life, and so they're like, "You would love this book." Anyway, it's called "These Truths" by Jill Lepore. Listen, I'm a nerd. Everybody else out there might not be a nerd like me, but it's fascinating to me. So that's it. Lunchbox. It's a good story. I love people making a difference, and to all kids out there, not even boys, girls, dogs, read. You will have a better life the more you read. It will just make you smarter and a better person. That's it. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for hanging out with us here on the show back in Nashville. So I flew from Los Angeles to Nashville overnight last night. As soon as Dancing with the Stars was over and I survived, and I move on to next week, I just flew home. So I'm back, and then Amy left. So Amy's in Austin, and yeah, we're all here. Listen, I'm happy that I moved on. I thought last night, because I danced to this song here, MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This, and I love the song. You probably heard it 10,000 times. Here you go. Turn it up.
Five men. You can't touch this.
There's a whole thing. I jumped up on the judges' table. I was jumping, flying around, did the cha-cha. I thought I did pretty good at the cha-cha, to be honest with you. And then I got not that good a score. I got a 7, 6, and a 7. And I did make it through, which is good. But I don't know. Maybe I didn't do as well as I thought, because for me, I hit every step that I was supposed to hit in the cha-cha part. But we knew it was going to be a risk. We knew that doing something that big and flashy for the cha-cha, which is a pretty serious, like, dun, 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 was kind of risky. We were kind of doing something we thought people would like, and maybe the judges would. But I agree with my partner, because she choreographed it. We kind of picked the song together, and then she was like, let's just go for it. MC Hammer it up. And I was like, let's wear the chains. And so we made those decisions consciously, and I think that hurt us in the scoring. But hopefully people liked it, because I felt like I danced as good as I've ever danced, frankly. Last night, like, to a fast song. Amy, your thoughts on last night?
You're still wearing your MC Hammer cross necklace.
This is not my MC Hammer cross necklace.
What is that?
It's a cross necklace, but it's not MC Hammer. I put it as part of my MC Hammer cross necklaces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So here, you want to know the real story?
Yeah, I do.
So, you know how I was talking about, I have a friend of mine, and she was talking about, she had close family members that had passed away.
Oh.
And that she called on, what?
Well, Here I was thinking you were just still in MC Hammer mode and you're wearing this like fake MC Hammer jewelry and now it really has special meaning and I feel awful. So
no, don't feel awful. You didn't know. It is gold and it matched my jewelry last night.
Okay, I really didn't know. I swear. So carry on, please.
No. She was talking how she talks to her specific angel. She thinks that, you know, she had a parent that passed away. She had another close relative that passed away. And I thought, you know what? I think that's fantastic. I don't like to ask anybody for anything ever. And I thought I should talk to my mom, who's not here, and my grandmother, who's not here. And so my grandmother had crosses in every room. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to wear a cross and I'm going to wear it with my MC Hammer clothes and I'm going to call on my own angels and see if they'll help me out. And so that's what this is. And so it does look like an MC Hammer cross.
Okay.
Don't feel bad.
Okay.
It's super gold. But that's what the cross reminds me of is my grandmother, who's not here, who adopted me and raised me for a while.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it is really gold though.
Yeah.
It's super gold. So yeah, that's what that is. So that being said, I thought I did pretty good last night and I got a low score.
You did do good. And I'm sorry, I made a comment about your necklace and detoured what you were asking me, but I think you did great.
And I know you wouldn't say that. And I didn't open my mouth, Amy, really that much.
I know. Did you get my text before you went on stage?
Yeah, I did. I got it. It was like, shut your mouth, idiot.
No, I was like, good luck. Close your mouth.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I have my phone with me the whole show. Like, while everyone's dancing, I'm on my phone during every commercial. I was watching Eddie's Insta story. Mm-hmm. That's how I'm watching the show, is Eddie's Insta story.
It's crazy to me.
I'm sending Eddie messages during the show.
Oh, my gosh. What did you... I mean, so you're watching the show. I texted our friends that were there because Mary and Megan were there watching you. And I was like, was that grocery store Joe performance as awkward in person as it was on TV? Because I could not even handle it.
What'd they say?
They were like, oh, yeah, it was even worse in person. Like, they said they were like, Mary Forrest, Megan, Mary, they were all dying laughing. They couldn't handle it.
I'm going to tell you, the more I hang around the grocery store, Joe, he doesn't talk a whole lot, the more I like him. We were up talking yesterday because they put us up in this balcony part. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about being nervous because neither one of us have ever danced. And I was like, do you feel like 11% less nervous each week? And he's like, yeah, I do. And so we're both also tired. But I like that guy. The other guy with him, that Jordan guy, he's a mess.
Yeah, I just don't know that was the best pick for him.
He's a mess.
And, I mean, they got fives.
They did. I got a six, though. I got 7-7-6.
That's okay. You got 2 sevens. He got 3 fives.
We moved on. That's true. We moved on. Amy, what did you think my scores would have been last night? What should they have been? Just give me one number.
Oh, I thought Carrie Ann Arbor was... Okay. It was 7 plus 7 plus 8. Add that up.
Well, you can... Okay. Lunchbox, what did you think about last night?
I thought you did really well. I don't know what they're looking for, because when you were up on that table, you know how tough it is to go back and forth on that table and then not to fall, because that table can't be that big, and then to stick the landing. I mean, get out of here with this. Oh, you need to show more form. How do you show form when you're sliding back and forth? I mean, were they even looking at the dance? I understand you're supposed to, like, you got mad at him at the end at the judges, and you're like, I was doing the cha-cha. I had straight leg. And maybe they can't see it because you had hammer pants on, but...
Maybe.
I mean, everything flowed so well. Like, when you reached for the girls' hands were there. You spun them when they were ready to spin. I thought it was your best dance. And then the judges, I feel like they like to mess with your head. I don't know if that's a thing.
Me specifically?
Yes, you specifically.
I got one of the lower scores.
That's what I mean. Okay. I think they like to mess with you because they know it makes you work harder. And so they don't want to prop you up too much because they don't want you to get too confident. But then they bash you the next week because they're like, oh, yeah, we need to bring him down a peg. I don't know why that is, but I thought you deserved a lot better than you got. 21 or 22 would have been a solid score, but what they gave you, I mean, I think they're being haters.
Yeah. Amy?
Question about the bottom, how they do the bottom two and then the person's eliminated. Okay, so, like, you dance and then you're... Then they put you in the bottom based on your votes from last week and your scores from that
night? This week, yes. It's half and half. Your score that you just got plus your votes from last week.
Okay.
And they kicked off the best dancer last night. She was the best. Tinashe was the best dancer on the show. I don't think she connected with the public. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
Like me, I'm a bad dancer, but I'm putting it all out there. Every part of me. Just like, bleh, here it is. Lunchbox, do you think I can win the show right now?
No.
Okay, Amy?
Yes.
You do, even after last night's low score.
Yes. Still
Eddie?
Feel the same way I did.
Bones,
Eddie,
you,
our video producer, Eddie, go ahead.
You have moved up in my book. You are now in the top three. You still have some work to do to win the show, though.
But you think the finals will be the top three. Can I be in the finals?
Absolutely.
Lunchbox.
No.
Okay, there we have it. We good?
Guys.
Where do I fall in the power ranking, Lunchbox, in your mind, like the number about?
Five-ish, right around there.
Okay.
You can maybe sneak into the top five if you're lucky, but it's going to take a miracle.
All right. There you
miracle.
Have it. The miracles are listeners. They keep voting. They keep voting me through.
Yeah.
It's a number they call. So we have the actual audio last night. So I dance. Raymundo, who do we have first talking?
You want Lynn?
Yeah, here's Lynn who gave me the really low score. Here you go.
I've got to say, you nailed the hammer part.
Oh, yeah.
But the cha-cha-cha part was not so good. So you need to work. I know it is a fun dance and you did that great. But if you're going to do Latin or ball, you've got to get a bit more finesse in your technique and your stuff. Well, he has. You know, I'm only telling the guy.
The guy. The crowd started booing him. And then here is Carrie Ann and Abba.
Bobby Bones, the world is a better place because you're in it. You just bring so much joy because you're so authentic. You did not miss one single step in the whole routine. Yes, okay, technique was non-existent. We have to work on foot articulation, a big thing. But once you get that, yes.
And then here is Bruno.
You took the sledgehammer to the cha-cha-cha. And nobody can carry those pants like you, I'm telling you. I thought they were going to drop right in front of me. Oh, God. I mean, it always is fun watching you. I mean, what you put out there is so entertaining. The cha-cha-cha got lost in translation, let's put it that way. But really good performance.
And then I get sevens. It's fine. I'm just counting on the people. And then it looked like I was going to attack Lynn. Watching it back on TV, I was just irritated because I did the cha-cha stuff right with my foot.
Yeah.
And he's, I think they, I
you
can get better.
You called him out on it, too.
Yeah, you did. I'm glad you went after him.
Yeah, me too.
I felt
funny.
Like
shouldn't,
you
funny.
Stood up for yourself.
No. It was funny.
It looked aggressive, though. I'm going to be honest with you.
I didn't see it as aggressive at all. I thought it was a good exchange. Actually, probably really good for people to see.
Yeah, and I like the way
we
the
have
girls...
audio?
Yeah.
Oh, hit it. Oh,
okay.
Gosh.
Here we go.
That had to be, Sharna, for you as well as Bobby, a calculated gamble. You knew that you weren't putting a lot of cha-cha in there, but you're putting a lot of fun in. That's a risk you guys were willing to take, right?
There was a lot of cha-cha in there for me. What are we talking about? I was straight leg, and I was looking at you, straight leg, Lynn. Come on, baby.
Hit him by the hammer pants.
Oh, there you go.
Because, I mean, he does look for the legs and the footwork and the yeah, so.
I was so out of breath, too, because I went all around. I mean, I'm jumping and running, and then I go up. They're like, Bobby, how do you feel? Just out of breath.
After you got done performing, well, I mean, I don't know if you saw this part, but on TV, they went straight to DeMarcus.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like so pumped for you. He was
dude.
It's almost he was like, that's it. That's my boy. He killed it.
That's like
it.
My closest friend on the show.
Yeah.
And then Lindsay Starling was awesome as my partner. She came in and did the trio. She came as the extra. And next week's Disney week, we're doing a song from Beauty and the Beast. No. Aladdin. No. What's the one with the fish girl?
Little Mermaid.
Mermaid?
Yeah.
Little Mermaid.
Did you watch it? Did you watch Little Mermaid?
No, not yet.
You're supposed to.
I know. It's a song with the fish girl and then Prince Harry.
Yes.
Pro Prince Eric. They're telling me it's Prince Eric.
Oh, not Harry.
Prince Harry is just married Meghan Markle.
Oh. There's a I got to watch it, I guess. I got to find the song.
They're having a baby. We haven't really talked
Prince
about that.
Prince Eric and Little Mermaid? Ariel?
Ariel, that's
no.
it.
No.
Oh. Okay.
The Duchess and Duch of Suffolk or whatever they are.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Show.
How do you feel about getting your husband's name tattooed on you, Amy?
I'm probably not going to do it, but I don't know. Maybe I will one day.
We both have things that matter to us.
Right.
And other people's influence. Things like, for example, my grandma who adopted me for a while, my mom, and neither one of them are alive anymore, but I had their initials tattooed on my arm. Your mom's handwriting, writing the word joy is on yours.
Right. It took my mom going through. That was something my sister and I did because my mom had cancer and it was like we did it for her. And then, you know, she died not too long after we got it. So it's super special. I get it. Like with you and me, it our tattoos started with like super duper special meaning. I don't know. Everybody says like once you tattoo someone's name on your body, it's like better watch out.
Well, I was asking because Pete Davidson had Ariana Grande's name tattooed on him.
Oh, dang.
And he had to get it covered up because they split up. But Kane Brown got his wife's name on his hand. They just got married.
I could see that. He's pretty tatted up, huh?
Mm-hmm. He's got a neck one, too, which is cool. Like, you got to be certain cool to get a neck tattoo. You don't think so?
I mean, yeah, you do have to be a certain cool. But it's a whole nother level once you move up to the face.
Anything above the shoulders to use a whole other level? But, I mean, we're in our 30s. I'm 38, you're 37. But for him, I think Kane Brown's like 24, 25, something like that. That age
That's
is getting
like
tattoos
norm.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Post Malone really is making the face tattoo like not that big of a deal. I used to think like if you just want to go ahead and call it quits with everything, just go ahead and tattoo your face. But now it's like, you know, Post Malone got another face tattoo. And we're like, sweet.
Yeah. It says always tired. One eye says always. The other says tired. Like, why would you even get that though? Like get something important to you. Not always tired. Like, that's writing nonsense. It's like, I like bubblegum. I like bubblegum under the other eye. It means nothing. Lunchbox, did you ever get your wife or even your baby box's name tattooed?
Absolutely not. No chance.
No?
No. My cousin, one time she was dating a dude. She got his name Jesse and then his last name across her knuckles.
But I mean, she was dating him.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Turns out Jesse was married.
And it's her knuckles. And Jesse was what?
Jesse was married.
Jerry. Jerry. Jerry.
Yeah. She had to get those covered up.
Oh, that's so painful on your knuckles.
People think that my Arkansas tattoo, because I was just going to get the outside, like black outside of Arkansas. And I was like, yeah, color it all in. I didn't like how just the outside worked. People think it's a cover up because it's a big blob. But actually, it's the state of Arkansas. But that's me committing. I'm going to be governor of Arkansas one day. I'm committing hard to that. I could not commit any harder than putting the state of Arkansas on my arm. Yes, Amy.
I wonder if you're going to be the first governor with tattoos.
I think I could run in 4 years. I do feel that way.
Wow.
I do. I think I could. I think I'd be ready in 4 years. I think if I get married, I get her name tattooed on me somewhere small. Like, yeah.
Somewhere small. Somewhere small and easily cover upable.
Yeah, cover up. Hey, I've been going out on dates with someone, right?
Oh, all right. Let's talk about it.
And I did an Insta story where I said, hey, ask me questions. Or like 1,000 questions were sent and 913 of them were, who are you dating?
Of course. People want to know.
And I'm not keeping it from them just to be funny, but I don't think she needs people jumping all over her Instagram and saying things. She's not. Until we're something, I just don't feel comfortable giving that out and making her. But I do want to tell our listeners that I'm dating someone. So it puts me in a weird place, you know? I could lie to the listeners and just be like, oh, nothing's happening. But I don't want to do that. But then I get it's just a weird place. And they're getting mad. Our listeners are getting mad at me. That's all.
Yeah, it's like 99% of what I get asked now, too. So.
But I think it's going pretty good, actually. Like, it's going in a positive direction. And you know who it is. Lunchbox knows who it is.
Have you DTR'd?
No.
Come on.
What is that?
Or as Amy likes to say, DTF.
Yep. No, I messed up.
Eddie does not know.
No, so that makes listeners feel better. I don't know. I'm with you guys. We're in the dark.
Do you think you know now?
I have a theory.
If you put top three, because I'm not going to react to any of them, or I'll react all negatively to all of them, or all positively. I'll do that.
I don't have a top three. I have a new person in mind. A new suspect.
Go ahead.
I read in the news that Jennifer Garner is now available.
Okay.
So, Amy, why is that not an
option?
Sorry.
I told you my number one guess is it's someone super famous.
How did you know?
Shut up, really?
Yeah.
Bones, if it's Jennifer Garner, oh my goodness.
How do you know I'm not tricking you?
Okay, it's not Jennifer Garner, Ed. It's not.
Come on.
That's all I got then.
Amy, don't be rude. Maybe Jennifer Garner will like a nerdy dude.
Okay.
She seen me dance last night. Maybe she watched Dancing with the Stars. She like hits me up on, by the way, I was with all the dancers and I was with some of the quote unquote stars.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's really cool. Like nobody is like full of themselves. We're all like, we're not even that starry, you know? But we all sit around and go, we're not even that cool. And so, but everybody's getting their slid into their DMs by like all these cool, famous people. You know who's not? Me. None.
Nothing.
Candace Cameron.
No, Candace Cameron's married. Oh. She's like, I know her.
Oh,
no.
You mean like they're like sliding into the DMs?
Yeah, like, and they're like, look, this person slid in. I'm like, oh, I know who that is. Or like, and then for me, I click over to mine and it's like, the Humane Society is like, thank you for your donation.
Wow.
Well, that's still kind of cool, though.
It is cool, but like, everybody's doing it but me. Bobby Bone, come on. It's National Dictionary Day. I'll give you a definition.
Oh, great.
But it's all fun things, okay? These are all recently added words. For example, consuming multiple episodes of a TV show in rapid succession.
Binging.
Right, or binge watch. Correct. They're all fun things. Amy, you're first. Ready?
Ready.
Bad-tempered or irritable as a result of hunger.
Hangry.
Correct. One down. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
A modest or self-deprecating statement whose actual purpose is to draw attention to something of which one is proud.
So, oh, yeah. You're good at this. Humble brag.
Humble brag it is. Lunchbox is about to say he's good at it, and he switched it on me real quick. He goes, you're good at this. Amy, ready?
Ready.
Content whose main purpose is to attract attention and encourage visitors to follow a link or webpage.
Ooh.
Thirsty?
Incorrect. Oh. Lunchbox, do you want to steal?
Yeah, I will.
Content whose main purpose is to attract attention and get people to click. Go ahead.
Oh.
Clickbait.
Correct.
Dang it. That's sorry. Could be that they're thirsty.
Lunchbox, to publicly criticize or express contempt for someone. National Dictionary Day game.
Hater.
Hate. Incorrect. These are all words recently added to the Oxford English Dictionary. Amy, I'll read it again. You can steal. To publicly criticize or express contempt for someone.
Oh, throwing shade.
Correct!
Oh.
All right. Write your answer down. We're a tiebreaker, folks.
Okay.
I'll read the definition. Write your answer down. Here we go. Bold self-assurance in style or manner. An air of great self-confidence or superiority. Write your answer down.
In for the win.
Bold self-assurance. An air of great self-confidence. All right.
I'm in.
Amy, wrote your answer down. What do you have?
Swagger.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
Swag.
Both are acceptable. Correct.
Oh! Oh! Tied again.
Wow. All right, let's go one more. To inhale and exhale from an electronic device.
Yo.
Yo.
In for the win.
Lunchbox?
They say yo when they do this. They vape.
Amy?
Vape.
Correct!
Oh, my goodness.
Woo! Okay.
Who's intelligent?
All right, this is the last one. So buzz in with your name, okay?
Okay.
It's a speed round. The practice of canceling or
foregoing
a... Lunchbox?
What?
Ghosting!
Woo!
Incorrect.
What?
Incorrect. Amy, I'll finish
that
the definition.
That is so
carry on.
The practice of canceling or foregoing a pay television subscription or landline phone connection in favor of an alternative internet-based or wireless service. The practice of canceling...
Oh my gosh, I know this because literally listeners have been messaging me on how to do it.
Go ahead.
Cut the cord.
What's your answer?
Cutting?
What? What's your answer?
I think it's when you cut the cord.
Cutting the cord is... Correct!
Yes! Woo!
Winner!
Yeah!
Oh. There she goes. There's the winner right there.
You know, so many listeners told me that you can totally cut the cord with all kind. You can still watch... My husband can still watch sports if we get rid of our TV. Like through YouTube Live and Hulu Live or something like that? I don't know.
This cable stuff's going to have to go. It's too expensive.
Yeah.
I'm about to cut it too.
Yeah,
I'm just too. It's too expensive. The bill's crazy. I'm paying for channels I don't use. I'm about to be done with it.
They were telling me that these some of these live things you can get for like $39.99 a month.
Yeah. I'm about to be done with it too. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Lunchbox, how long have you been a dad?
3 months.
Okay. Because I was reading this morning that it takes 3.5 months of parenting before you feel like you know what you're doing. That's 103 days. And then parents finally feel like they're picking up on things. Like, pretty much by that point, you're in a good routine. You know what the baby's different cries mean, and you can change a diaper quickly.
Your thoughts, Lunchbox?
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what I'm doing. I know to get a bottle, put it in his mouth, change the diaper, wipe his butt, good to go.
Good to go.
Do you feel like right now you're just getting like confident, like
no,
the 3 month mark?
I feel like I've been confident since he came home after 2 weeks because, oh. I mean, he can't move. So there's only two things he wants. He either wants a new diaper or he wants food. He doesn't want to go outside.
Well, yeah. Okay, so there's a new website called whopaid99cents.com, and I think it's hilarious. It's pretty simple. It offers you the chance to pay 99 cents to see who else paid 99 cents. That's it. And if you want to know how many people have actually done it, well, you have to pay to find out. And I'm actually kind of curious.
Oh, stop it. Come on.
I mean, it's kind of genius if you think about it. And then if you're at work and you're feeling like you just really could use some peace and quiet, you might want to go find that place to escape to. A lot of businesses are incorporating meditation, prayer type rooms into their office spaces. Apple's doing it, Google, HBO, Nike. They offer employees a place to go be quiet, where you can do whatever you need to do to kind of breathe in, breathe out, catch your breath, calm down. And, you know, obviously, if you don't work for one of these big companies, you may not have that. But find a space in your office where you can do just that, where you can be to yourself, whether it's prayer or meditation, and you'll have a better work day.
There you have it.
Yeah, it just
love
takes
it.
A few minutes, like bathroom, under your desk, wherever.
Under your desk, or in Amy's case, in her closet, and then she also cries there.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm, that's where I escaped to. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for all of your calls and your texts and your Facebook messages. We appreciate that. And don't forget, all Pimp and Joy stuff goes to help the hurricane and everyone that suffered from the hurricane coming in. It's a terrible thing. We don't keep any of the money for our Pimp and Joy. And what Pimp and Joy is a slogan that just says, hey, remember to, you know, choose joy for yourself, do something nice for other people. And these things are always available, these shirts, these hoodies, and all the money will go to hurricane relief now. So, Amy, thank you. Hope you had a good day today on the show.
Thanks.
I thought you dominated some Riddle Me This today.
I definitely did.
Yeah, Lunchbox better like next time.
Competition.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. I'm still a little. Yeah, whatever.
And last night was definitely a night on Dancing with the Stars, but we talked about that. So appreciate you. We'll see you on Wednesday. Thanks to Adam Hambrick for coming by. And yeah, good. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. Let's go.